This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here. We got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Friday the 13th. We talked about some horrifying Friday the 13th related stories with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
Also, we're going to continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Johnson's going to tell us how to get a narcissist to feel empathy. Mm-hmm. And a narcissist is someone who loves themselves. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Like, more than anyone.
Right.
That kind of thing. We'll get into that, but first, John is on the line with us here in Long Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John, listening to LRN.FM.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Okay, you guys were talking about, Friday the 13th. I believe that to most people, could be 40 or 60%, have superstitions, not so much about numbers or whatever else, but just some things in their life. So we can relate to that. But what I want to know is why, let's say in Manhattan, some buildings don't have a 13th floor.
Yeah, that's true.
And the funny thing is, being an estimator, I look at the architects or the engineers' blueprints, and they'll say it's called the 14th floor, but it's really the 13th floor, mm-hmm. or the same thing above that. It's really the 25th floor, but it's called the 26th floor because they don't include the 13th floor.
Right, and then I've been in buildings before, and to answer your question, it's because some people are superstitious or they know that other people are superstitious, mm-hmm. so they'll, play to the superstition. But going to the floor numbering thing, I've been in buildings to where the floor that you walk in on, they refer to as the ground floor.
Mm-hmm. And then the second floor is the first floor.
Yeah, the second floor is the first floor. So, floor numbering is weird. And some people just, we're not going to do a 13th floor. There are some airlines that they don't have a 13th row of seats.
Really?
It goes 11, 12, 14,
so
15.
Dumb. Like,
but
everybody.
Intelligent minds, we can see it's a superstition, and as an architect or an engineer would say, no, it's not, it's called this, but it's really this. I find that very weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, look, if the idea is that 13 or the 13th thing or whatever is somehow dangerous or more, dangerous, bad than others of the same similar thing. So, like, somehow the 13th floor is going to be more likely to have murders or something on it or
the
collapse.
The 13th guest at your party is more likely to wind up killing everybody.
Well,
is
but
what some
the other thing is, I think everybody has, it might not be the number 13, but I think everybody has, like, a little superstition in them. Somehow, inbred in them. I don't know when they were born, raised up or whatever. But it's basically a farce.
Yeah, absolutely. It's garbage. I mean, I remember reading books about them when I was a kid and being entertained by them, but ultimately never really taking any of it very seriously. But the point I was kind of trying to make here was, okay, even if there was something to it, and I don't believe that there is, but even if there was something to it that, statistically the 13th floor has more bad things happen on it, then what, do you think you're fooling the universe by calling it floor 14? I mean, if indeed it is the universe that is having these bad things happen on the 13th
floor.
Well,
the universe is easily confused.
So are humans. And, guys, I missed Keenvention, by the way.
No, Keenvention didn't happen, so you actually didn't
miss
it.
But
he missed.
That's why I missed
there not being one.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that. Is free to start a Keenvention. I'm burying it as far as my activism is concerned. But, if somebody else wants it.
I miss seeing you guys there, that's all.
Oh, right on. Hey, man. Well, so it sounds like you went to one of the previous ones then.
Yeah. I seen Daryl with his flip-flops, in October.
Yep.
Hey, well, you know, you can always relive it by going to Keenvention.info, and you can watch the various different Keenvention videos there. All the panel discussions are still up on YouTube, and they're still relevant. They're still interesting. So thanks for your call tonight.
Definitely. And if you watch
it,
thanks, dude.
If you watch Keenvention 2014 and then Keenvention 2015, you will notice that I'm a lot smaller.
Yeah, you go from fat Daryl to not really fat at all, Daryl.
Right.
And now what, 199 pounds? Where are you at, Rick?
197 this morning.
You said you put on a little bit of weight recently?
From this time last year, I've put on about 20 pounds, mm-hmm. was up about 35.
I couldn't tell. I mean, you still look super skinny to me.
I'm glad that I weigh less than you, considering that you're considerably taller than me, but I'm glad that I weigh less than you now.
But you said you're going to be cranking at the gym and doing more cardio.
Yeah, back down to about 175.
Have you been doing just more weightlifting rather than cardio or something? Or?
No, more cardio. So basically, I'm doing a modified version of CrossFit.
Okay.
Where you're mixing cardio and weights into the same workout.
Gotcha.
It's what they call high impact intensity training.
Just don't accidentally let go of any of the weights while you're...
Woo! No. Then the little lunk alert goes off.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, that's right, because your gym was part of that weird clothing.
My gym, or not mine, the one that I had been going to for a year and a half... Just, a day after taking my payment for October, decided to suddenly close and not give anybody any warning.
Mm-hmm. What happened with that?
I wound up getting a hold of my credit union, mm-hmm. and they undid the ACH.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So now the gym that I'm going to is $15 per month cheaper.
Wow.
And... I can go to any of their facilities anywhere in the world instead of having one facility in tiny little Keene, New Hampshire to choose from.
And you got the nifty massage and tanning. And the,
and there's way more babes at the new gym, right?
Yeah.
Win, win, win. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
Unfortunately, when I go to the gym...
Yeah.
I focus on working out, not hitting on the attractive women who are also there working out.
It's still nice to look at.
Oh, they're nice to look at, sure.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the Martin Luther King holiday, Monday. Now, civil rights leaders worked a whole lot, working with the bureaucrats there to officially declared.
Monday?
Yeah, this coming Monday.
Is
a government
offices
holiday.
So government offices are closed. Are radio stations going to be closed? Do I get to work on Monday, do I wind up not working next week?
I would think stations would be open. Go ahead.
I'm getting out here. These civil rights activists—they're so smart. They get—they finally push and get Martin Luther King holiday declared a federal and a government-imposed holiday. So that means if you get arrested for driving while black Friday night. Then you're going to spend Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday getting the toilet plunger worked up your rear end before they finally bring you to court on Tuesday, if there's anything
left. That's an exaggeration. I mean, rape isn't as common as you probably think that it is in jails or prisons, but you are making a good point generally that a long weekend means that it's a longer time before you get arraigned and get released. If you get picked up on Friday night, you're screwed.
And Martin Luther King Day has been a holiday for close to 30 years, so it's not something that happened, here recently.
But it's also, notice that they use this as an excuse to close the courthouse so you wait, rot in jail for an extra day. But when they want a search warrant at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning, there's a judge on duty for that they can contact at any hour of the day or night. And, Martin Luther King, he made that big speech about, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And parents need to teach their children, not to be prejudiced against anybody based on, like, their skin color. Like when I say I hate cops and I hate smokers and I don't like queers, they made these choices. You know, it's not like this was...
No, gay people did not make...
is not a choice.
No, Tom. I don't know how many times we have to tell you about that. I mean, look, thanks for the... He just hung up. Thanks for the call. I don't know how many times we have to explain it.
I think the problem is that he chose to be straight. I think that's the real problem.
Tom chose it.
He grew up, he was looking at girls, and he was like, you know, and looking at guys, and he was just like, well, you know, I'm really attracted to those guys, but I'm going to choose to be straight.
It's ridiculous.
Tom chose to be a bigot.
855 450 free. That much is true.
Obviously, he's attracted to men. He chose to be straight.
This is Free Talk Live.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the Liquor Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Dinovite.com.
When I get to about 3/4...
When I get down to the bottom...
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookster on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free and join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
So, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Also, if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Not only does it allow you to hold Bitcoin, but it also has multiple other cryptocurrencies built in. In fact, I was actually just using it during the break there to send a little bit of Bitcoin. It's got Ether, it's got Dash, and a number of others, including the new Ether Classic, the REP tokens, Litecoin, Zcash, and I believe that Monero is next on deck. They've finished up the code for Monero, but they're doing some tweaks to the Jax wallet to speed it up. Before they go adding more cryptocurrencies to it. That's at least according to an interview we did with Anthony DeOrio, who is the creator of the Jax wallet. He's also the founder, or one of the founders, of Ethereum. And so not only is it just an amazing multi-currency wallet, but also it allows you to shapeshift between them, meaning that if you have Bitcoin, but you want to turn that into some Dash or some Ether, you can easily do that right there from within the wallet. Plus, it's easy to back up the wallet and recover your funds if necessary. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get yours at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. And it's good for your, not only just your phone, but also laptop, if you're, you know, desktop computer, tablet, whether you're running Windows, Mac, Linux, or you just want a browser plugin for Chrome or Firefox, plus iOS or Android devices. It truly is a cross-platform wallet in addition to having all those awesome features we talked about. So Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your Google or Apple app stores. And speaking of tech stuff, there was a disturbing news from TechDirt a few days ago. Story is about the FBI and the Geek Squad. According to TechDirt, law enforcement has a number of informants working for it, and the companies that already paid their paychecks, like UPS, for example, it already has also has a number of government employees working for the TSA, keeping their eyes peeled for suspicious amounts of cash that it can swoop in and seize. And unsurprisingly, the
I think we've talked about the TSA informants.
Have we? I don't know.
I feel like we have.
All right, well, I don't remember it. So what do we need to know?
So, you know, basically there's some informants that the DEA is paying off for tips on people that might be drug dealers or trying to take drugs. So instead of going through the TSA procedures, they'll call up somebody from the DEA, and then they're getting, you know, they're getting kickbacks from the seizures.
So these are TSA employees who are doing
this.
Well, now, unsurprisingly, the FBI also has a number of paid informants, including those working at Best Buy. Geek Squad by day, government informants by, well, also by day, according to TechDirt.com. According to court records, Geek Squad technician John Trey Westfall, an FBI informant, reported he accidentally located on Rhett Meyers' computer an image of a fully nude, white, prepubescent female on her hands and knees on a bed with a brown choker-type collar around her neck. Westfall notified his boss, Justin Mead, and also an FBI informant, who alerted colleague Randall Ratliff, another FBI informant at Best Buy, as well as the FBI, claiming the image met the definition of child pornography and was tied to a series of illicit pictures known as the Jenny Shots. Agent Tracy Riley seized the hard drive. That was an excerpt from some sort of, I don't know, other document. It's not made clear here. Not necessarily a problem, considering the companies performing computer electronic device repair are legally required to report discovered child porn to law enforcement. The difference here is the paycheck. This Geek Squad member had been paid $500 for digging around in customers' computers and reporting his findings to the FBI. That changes the motivation from legal obligation to a chance to earn extra cash by digging around in files that were not essential to the repair work at hand. More of a problem is the FBI's tactics. While it's possibly could have simply pointed to the legal obligation that Best Buy has to report discovered child porn, it proactively destroyed this argument by apparently trying to cover up the origin of its investigation, as well as a couple of warrantless searches. Quote, setting aside the issue of whether the search of the computer constituted an illegal search by private individuals acting as government agents, the FBI undertook a series of dishonest measures in hopes of building a case, according to James Riddick, Ruttmeyer's San Clemente-based defense attorney. Riddick says agents conducted two additional searches of the computer without obtaining necessary warrants, lied to trick a federal magistrate judge into authorizing a search warrant, and then trying to cover up their misdeeds by initially hiding the records. The private search issue mentioned briefly in OC Weekly's report, but it should be examined more closely. Private searches are acceptable, but the introduction of cash payments, as well as the FBI having an official liaison with Best Buy, suggests the searches aren't really private. Instead, the FBI appears to be using private searches to route around warrant requirements. Now, that's not permissible, and even the FBI's belief that going after the worst of the worst isn't going to be enough to salvage these warrantless searches. So my understanding of what they're saying here is, if a Best Buy employee or anybody else who happens to be doing computer repair on their own volition decides to paw through somebody's hard drive in areas that weren't necessary for the repair that they were doing, that may be a bad business practice, but it's not necessarily anything more than a contract violation. Whereas,
right, because that person is not the government.
Right.
So, therefore, they can't violate the Fourth Amendment because they're not a party to it.
If, however, that person is receiving a paycheck from the FBI on a regular basis for simply keeping their eyes peeled or looking a little deeper than they normally would look into somebody's machine, then that would make them a government contractor at that point.
I don't know. I think, you know, from a ethical standpoint, you're correct. But I think from a legal standpoint, and again, this is my, you know, non-legal, somewhat educated opinion here, I don't see it as really much different than somebody that calls the anonymous crime tip line where they offer cash rewards for the conviction of people.
That is different, though, because that is, you know, just a tip on somebody. It may or may not be true. If it does turn out to be true, then they do get paid. In this case, it sounds like these people are receiving payments from the FBI on a regular or semi-regular basis.
Is it regular as in every, you know, 30 days, every 2 weeks, or is it every time you turn somebody
in? Maybe it's a bounty, yeah.
If it's a bounty,
right,
it's no different than, you know, some nosy neighbor that calls the cops on everybody that walks out of,
you're right,
you know, 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah, that does blur the line somewhat. Is somebody receiving a bounty for information a government worker, a government contractor? The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Legally, I don't think they are.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on this case. There's more to the story from Tech Dirt. We'll continue with that. Then, coming up, we get the chance, narcissism. Johnson's got a story about that. How do you get one to feel empathy? We'll find out, and you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Feed the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the toll-free number allowing you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like FBI informants could be everywhere, including in the Geek Squad at your local Best Buy. That's a story from TechDirt.com. We'll continue with that coming up here in moments. Also, if you want to help Free Talk Live out and get your shopping done at the same time, then just head on over to shop.freetalklive.com, where you can buy whatever it is that you need to through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's really that simple. You know Amazon, great selection, great prices. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. It really is that simple, and we appreciate it when you do that because it makes a big difference for us, because otherwise Amazon just keeps all of their profits. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, they'll send some of it to Free Talk Live. Now, we're talking about a story from Tech Dirt, the FBI apparently paying off agents working for Geek Squad as essentially contractors for the FBI, or maybe they're bounty hunters. Either way, if they turn in people that they find something on their computer, I guess it's their obligation to turn in, you know, illegal stuff that they find accidentally or as part of their normal routine of being, technicians for Geek Squad. But if they actually go looking and hunting for things, then that's a different level.
So where is this information coming from? That's my question.
They're
the government out themselves?
According to this story here, it's actually the OC Weekly, Orange County, I believe.
But I mean, who in this arrangement is the one who's blabbermouthing? Is it the...
It's a guy who got arrested after the Geek Squad turned him in, basically. So it's coming from that case.
Probably did a FOIA request to get some information, would be my guess.
Well, the Geek Squad openly turned him in. So, in other words, I'm just saying, like, whoever, whatever, you know, like, now people are going to be like, I mean, what a horrible business idea.
Well, here, let me continue here. So I think what happened is the dude, you know, got turned in. Charges were brought against him. He got a defense attorney. And I don't think it was FOIA. It was probably just part of discovery.
Right.
You know, in the discovery, they're going to, unless it's a confidential informant, they'll name names.
Right.
And
I guess the only people who would be bringing their computer to, you know, Geek Squad now are probably people that don't know that, hey, if you have a computer, you might have something incriminating on your computer just by very nature of having a computer. Because
you never know.
Yeah. You know, like, who knows what ends up in a cache and from some website or whatever, like, you know, things.
Or maybe your son or daughter or somebody else in the family was using the computer. And if it's you that goes and turns it in, then you'll be the one charged.
Yep.
The private search here Andrew Fleischman points out at fault lines that the government...
Also, there's no chain of custody for, you know, chain of evidence or any of that stuff.
To prove who it was that put things there?
You know, any one of these, you know, Geek Squad people. And, you know, what's actually kind of also interesting is that any one of these Geek Squad people could also just contact somebody and be like, well, guess what? I'm going to put something on your computer unless you pay me.
They certainly could. Now, presumably, you know, there might be a way to prove that those files were put there at a certain time.
Maybe.
But it'd be hard.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't, you know, it's harder. It's even harder to do that stuff from inside a prison cell.
Yeah.
Awaiting trial. So, according to Andrew Fleischman at Fault Lines, the government's spin on the paid private search issue is that it's wild speculation that the Best Buy employee was acting as a paid informant when he discovered the child porn doesn't hold up if the situation is reversed. AUSA Anthony Brown's defensive statement is nothing more than the noise of a double standard being erected. Quote, flipping the script for a minute, would an AUSA say it was wild speculation that a man was a drug dealer when the phone records show he regularly contacted a distributor, he was listed as a drug dealer in a special book of drug dealers, and had received $500 for drugs? Sorry to break it to you, Mr. Brown, but once you start getting paid for something, it's tough to argue that you're doing it for the love of the game. Unquote. In addition to these problems, the file discovered by the Best Buy tech was in unallocated space, something that points to almost nothing, legally speaking. Quote, in Reitmeier's case, the alleged Jenny image was found on unallocated trash space, meaning it could only be retrieved by carving with costly, highly sophisticated forensics tools. In other words, it's arguable a computer's owner wouldn't know of its existence. For example, malware can secretly implant files. Worse for the FBI, a federal appellate court unequivocally declared in February of 2011 that pictures found on an unallocated space did not constitute knowing possession because it's impossible to determine when, why, or who downloaded them.
Right.
The important detail was apparently glossed over in the FBI's warrant application to search Rademeier's home and personal devices. Quote, in hopes of overcoming this obstacle, they performed a sleight-of-hand maneuver, according to Riddit. The agents simply didn't alert the judge that the image in question had been buried in the unallocated space, and thus secured deceitful authorization for a 2012 raid on Rademeier's Laguna Niguel residence. Courts have shown an often excessive amount of empathy for the government's outrageous behavior when pursuing criminals. The fact that there's child porn involved budges the needle in the government's direction, but the obstacles the FBI has placed in its own way through its deceptive behavior may prevent it from salvaging this case. It's already on very shaky ground, with the presiding judge questioning agents, quote, odd memory losses, unquote, noting several discrepancies between the FBI's reports and its testimony and its perplexing opposition to turning over documents that the defense has requested. In any event, it appears the FBI has a vast network of informants, paid or otherwise, working for both private companies and for the federal government. Considering the FBI is already the beneficiary of legal reporting requirements, this move seems ill-advised. It jeopardizes the legitimacy of the evidence even before the FBI engages in the sort of self-sabotaging acts that it appears to have done here. And underneath it all is the perplexing and disturbing aversion to adhering to the Fourth Amendment that we've seen time and time again from law enforcement agencies, both at local and federal levels. Anything that can be done to avoid seeking a warrant and anything that creates an obfuscatory paper trail is deployed to make sure the accused faces an even more uphill battle once they arrive in court.
Now, Best Buy did actually issue an official company statement on this. The following statement from Best Buy regarding Geek Squad's role in the criminal child porn case of United States v. Mark Albert Rennemeyer. Best Buy and Geek Squad have no relationship with the FBI. From time to time, our repair agents discover material that may be child porn, and we have a legal and moral obligation to turn that material over to law enforcement. We're proud of our policy and share it with our customers before we begin any repair. Mm. Any circumstance in which an employee received payment from the FBI is the result of extremely poor individual judgment, is not something we tolerate, and is certainly not part of our normal business behavior.
So it's not part of their policy is what they're saying.
Yes. To be clear, our agents unintentionally find child porn as they try to make a repair to the customer that the customer is paying for. They are not looking for it. Our policies prohibit agents from doing anything other than what is necessary to solve the customer's problems so that we can maintain their privacy and keep up the volume of repairs. So Best Buy is essentially saying this is not in our policy, and if any of the people working for Geek Squad are doing this, mm-hmm. they are violating the employee policies.
Which there's really no way to see that, right? I mean, if their employee has somebody's hard drive and they're looking through it in areas where they're not authorized to be looking through it, there's really no way to find that out. Like, Best Buy would have no way of enforcing that because you can't tell who's searched, how far they've searched through a hard drive or whatever. You just have to take the employee's word for it. Oh, yeah,
right.
I just looked in the areas I was supposed to, even though they actually searched through the entire hard drive in the hopes of finding something so they can then get a bounty from the FBI.
Right.
It's very disturbing. So, anyway, there's that story. Coming up here, Johnson, you've got a piece, and I don't know if it's... Can we get into it? Do we have enough time for it?
Maybe.
About narcissists
and
how to get them to feel empathy. Now, a narcissist, somebody who is totally in love with themselves, this is not the same thing as a psychopath, right? Because generally a psychopath is somebody who also doesn't feel any empathy towards others. So a psychopath is someone who can't even feel empathy. So this, I guess, is a way to get a narcissist to actually feel it.
Yeah.
We'll get into that coming up here from the Psychology Blog. And you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Plus, we've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Or Free Talk Live coming up.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you join us right now, our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, the amp-only podcast, and more. You get all the details, and you can get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, Bitcoin, right there on the website at amp.freetalklive.com. David is in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, can you hear me all right tonight?
Go ahead.
Yeah, on things you were talking about. First of all, I wonder what it means superstitiously. At the very moment you, Ian, said the phrase about throwing a pinch of salt over your shoulder, just before you said that, I had reached into a bag of salt that I had grabbed a pinch, and I was about to throw it on my food, and then you said that, so I threw it over my left shoulder instead.
So, now, what's that? I remembered that one, but I don't really remember what it's for. Is it good luck or something?
If you spill salt.
Yeah, it's only if you spill it, right? Okay.
Yeah, well, the tale is that from the painting, The Last Supper, Judas, you can see him, he has spilled the salt with his right elbow, and the lore is that one needs to then, that was a bad thing, and the devil had something to do with it, and so if you spill salt, you're supposed to throw a pinch of salt over your left shoulder into the face of the devil.
Because that will defeat Satan. Salt.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. What else?
As long as we're on that, another thing on you had questioned the number 13 about there being the 14th floor is really the 13th anyway, and people should know that. But it has to do with the labeling, not so much the actuality of being the 13th floor, but if it's labeled as such, that's what scares people off.
Yeah, I understand what scares people. I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, but anyway, you're talking about you're about to talk about narcissism, and that ties into your CPS story. But first of all, the adoptive mother and boyfriend that raped, murdered, dismembered that her adoptive daughter a few months ago in Albuquerque, there was not an adoptive mother, but a biological mother who somehow, some way enjoys watching men rape her 10-year-old daughter and had done that on multiple occasions. And her current boyfriend, was doing that along with a relative, a female, a lesbian relative that was interested in girls. They were having sex with this girl while the mother watched, and they used drugs on her, meth and alcohol and whatever else for whatever, and they ended up killing the girl, and then they dismembered her right after that, and then tried to burn her body in the bathtub here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So,
oh my God.
Odd stuff out there. And then lastly, tying into CPS and your narcissism, that adoptive mother was a CPS or a child protective services worker or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
And yeah, just like everything involving humans, I mean, I really like airplanes, so I became a pilot. I think that, you know, if you like controlling people, you will be attracted to being, you know, somebody with control over other people,
sure.
Whether a child or, yeah. And so I think that's both normal and abnormal psych in humans, and is in our faces every day, and explains abusive, controlling, wrongfully controlling behaviors by those around us, especially in government. And that's kind of what
I wanted to comment. Good comments, David. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnson?
Maybe we have time for this.
Let's see if we can throw this in here from SciBlog.
So narcissists aren't much interested in other people suffering, or for that matter, any of other people's feelings.
They only care about themselves.
Yep. Erica Hepper, author of a new study on the subject, explains that narcissists are a bit full of themselves, self-centered, don't seem too concerned about the effects that they have on other people. New research by Hepper and colleagues shows, though, that narcissists can be made to feel empathy if given a nudge in the right direction. The study, participants were split into two groups, low narcissists and high narcissists. Those high on narcissism in this study were not considered to have a clinical disorder. Pepper continues, people high in subclinical narcissism are psychologically healthy and well-adjusted, often even very successful, whereas people with NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, are inflexible and volatile and don't manage day-to-day life well. Both groups were given a passage to read which described a relationship breakup. As expected, the narcissist showed no empathy towards the story's protagonists, no matter how severe the story. This is normal for narcissists, whose interest in others is limited to garnering an audience for their antics or for exploitation. In another study, though, the narcissists were given a nudge in the right direction. High and low narcissists then watched a 10-minute video of a woman identified as Susan describing her experience as a victim of domestic violence. Sometimes beforehand, they were instructed to empathize with the following instruction. Imagine how Susan feels. Try and take her perspective in the video, imagining how she is feeling about what is happening.
Which is the definition of to empathize,
yeah,
is to
exactly.
Put oneself in someone else's shoes.
So they're basically telling them what to do and how to do it.
Right.
When the high narcissists were specifically told to imagine how the victim felt, their empathy suddenly kicked in.
Huh.
In comparison, those low on narcissism didn't need to be told, so instructing them to take the victim's perspective had no additional effect. The researchers even confirmed these results physiologically to check if the narcissists weren't saying what they thought was expected of them. The physiological measures also suggested they really were empathizing after being instructed to do so. Hepper thinks the simple technique of reminding narcissists to take another person's point of view can be useful. If we encourage narcissists to consider the situation from their teammate or friend's point of view, they are more likely to respond in a much more considerate or sympathetic way. It's not that narcissists can't feel for others,
mm-hmm.
It's that they need reminding. The current findings imply that narcissists' low empathy is automatic instead of consciously suppressed or underreported, and that also perspective taking induces genuine change in the way the narcissist process of distress the person's experience. And, you know, I kind of found this interesting as I was just kind of thinking, like, what we need is we need, like, signs or videos or reminders for, you know, government offices. You know,
to try to put themselves in the shoes of their victims, you mean?
Yeah, constant reminders that, hey, you should feel empathy. You should, be doing this and this thing, you know, because it seems like narcissists tend to be very strongly attracted to those jobs.
You know, it's interesting. I think you bring up an interesting point. And would it be effective? Because in the case of what you're talking about, you're just talking about regular folks who happen to be narcissists who are in this study and asked to empathize with somebody, instructed on how to empathize. Place yourself in this person's shoes. How would you feel if you were this person? On the other hand, a government bureaucrat has other disincentives on top of, you know, just the fact that they are a government bureaucrat. Right. They are disincentivized from empathizing with their victims because it doesn't help them in their job to empathize with their victims. If they empathize, you know, if the DMV worker, the cold, nasty DMV worker who refused to give this guy, the guy in the beginning of the show who ended up suing the DMV and then taking $300,000 or 300,000 pennies into the DMV because he wanted to get even with them, if one of the DMV workers had tried to empathize with him initially, they might have gotten reamed out by their boss. So his initial point of before the whole lawsuit thing was he wanted to get a simple phone number from the DMV. If the first person he talked to had given him that phone number, it would have been against policy because that phone number was only for like intra communications between the departments. They don't want to get calls from the public. So they might have, you know, if they empathize with him, oh, well, this guy, you know, is feeling bad because he can't get the phone number. He just wants to be able to talk to us. So here's the phone number, sir. Well, then the word gets out that, you know, little miss phone number giveaway gave away the phone number. And then the boss calls her into the office and reams her out because, well, now this guy's calling left and right and asking all these questions, demanding all this customer service. You're in trouble, little missy, for, you know, actually feeling something for your clients.
Right. And again, this reminds me of a lot of what was discussed in one of the hearings on FOIA request, to where, you know, the bureaucrats were basically saying, well, these people requesting information, they're causing all kinds of problems. Well, no, you not being responsive to their request is what causes the problems.
Right, and usually they had some kind of problem that that made them want to put the FOIA information request in. Like, there was some sort of issue that had happened to them by the hands of some of these bureaucrats, some of these narcissistic bureaucrats, that made them want to file that request in the first place. And now the bureaucrats are all complaining about the requests being filed and them having to do their jobs.
Right, and then, you know, somebody wanted that information bad enough that they wound up spending thousands of dollars to hire lawyers and file a lawsuit.
Speaking of hearings, I believe we recorded some of that hearing, and it will probably appear, at least in part, I'm not sure if I'm going to put full hearings up or just the Daryl excerpts, but some of that stuff will be going up probably sometime this weekend at freekeen.com, and I imagine you'll put it up on libertylobby.info as well. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.